You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report, back at the Garden after that long West Coast trip. Josue Pavone here as well. And the Celtics keep their win streak going from the trip. Four games in a row now, 127 to 112 over the Suns.
I love it.
Plenty to talk about from this game. Big performance from Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum strong in it as well. But story of the game ended up becoming a moment that happened with about 3 minutes left after the Celtics went on a decisive run out in transition. Jaylen Brown dunking, giving the Celtics an 18-point lead heading into timeout when the benches went empty. But as Royce O'Neal went up for a three-pointer after the timeout got called, Joe Mazzulla sprinted onto the court and fully contested the shot, almost blocking it. Here's Jaylen Brown's reaction to that.
Did you see Joe try to block Royce, and what was your reaction to that after the timeout?
No, I didn't see that. But that sounds like Joe Mazzulla, but I didn't see that one, no.
Have you seen him do it in the past? He said he's done that before.
Yeah, I've definitely seen him do it in the past. And like if the guy like keeps trying to shoot, like Joe will just keep playing defense, like he'll take it as far as he needs to. But nah, I missed that one. I wish I'd seen it though.
Yeah, that's Joe Mazzulla for you, Bobby. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it's a little weird.
It surprised me.
It's a little weird. I mean, okay, for Joe Mazzulla, if someone was like, this is
if any coach was
the one head coach, exactly. If there's one head coach, I'd be like, Joe Mazzulla for 200. Like, it's easy. But to hear the way Jaylen put it, though, just reinstates that belief. And listen, man, we talked about it right before we started recording. If this is a close game, 4-point game or whatever, and a couple minutes left to go, I don't know. I don't think he does that. I really don't. But because of the way the scoreboard look, and because of the message he's trying to send to his guys and the rest of the coaching staff, I get it. You know, we're all in this together. I like the philosophy behind it, but yeah, it's a little different. It's a little weird.
So it makes sense because we had this conversation after that Pacers win here a month or two ago where Buddy Hield did the same thing and no one contested it. And Mazzulla was mad about it, said the players have to contest that shot in ways that you on the postgame show talked about. KG at the rim,
right,
jumping up, blocking
the KG rule, I call it.
That's usually how it goes, and it's usually the players,
right? You get the going to the rim. You don't give that player the satisfaction of seeing that shot go in to help their rhythm when the ball's dead, right?
So the whole concept makes sense,
right?
And I'm not saying it was a bad thing to do on Joe's part, or you know, he should be criticized for it. I've just never seen, and I know he talked about him doing it at other points, so I'm going to have to see some other clips of him doing this. But in real time, Jaylen running out, dunking the other way, and Joe at the elbow, rising up like he's Derek White contesting the shot. That was a shocking sight. I've never seen anything like that.
He kind of got up there. You were the first person talking about this. Yeah, he almost got to it. Yeah, you saw it in real time. You tweeted about it right away, and you were almost, like you said, during the postgame show, you thought you might have to delete that tweet because you're like, there's no way I saw that.
I thought
correctly.
I was seeing things.
But you saw it correctly. I mean, that's kind of how I felt when Kyrie came out here and smashed the logo, but that's another story. Sometimes you see these things in real time, you're like, no, wait, that's not what happened. And you watch the replay, and it is what happened. And you're right. He almost got there. He almost blocked him. But I don't know, man. It's a great message. Not a message, I should say. It's a great, like I said earlier, for your head coach to go out and do that. It's like, see, if I can do it, so can you. So it kind of reinstates, you know, hey, if the ball's dead, we don't allow that. We don't let these guys get into rhythm. And he stood by it. He was defensive on it. I just feel like he's less prone to do it now that it's out in the open now. I mean, he got like three or four follow-up questions after you asked about it initially to start off the press conference. So I just think that moving forward, you're not going to see it as often, but it's one of those things you look back on and be like, oh yeah, Joe will do that from time to time. So look out for that.
So maybe it wasn't a huge deal. Royce didn't have a strong reaction to it. He just went right back to the bench.
It was a close game though. If there was tension, if tension was high, that's something that could really you could start up
a melee confrontation.
Yeah. I mean, let's say it's the Warriors or whatever. It's a 2-point game. You know, Draymond gets into his face. What's the first thing's gonna happen, right? Hypothetically, Tatum or someone from the Celtics, a player is gonna get in his face. Hey, stay away from my coach. Pushing and shoving, that's always prone to happen if it's a close game.
And forget the coach-player thing. If Tatum went up there and blocked him straight up after the whistle, that might have set tensions off. Like, it's the actual act of going up in a guy's face and blocking him after the whistle. Now, you could argue if you're Joe or whoever else, the guy shooting it is just as disrespectful after the whistles. But I'm just talking about what could have possibly happened there.
Yeah.
And again, maybe that's just an understanding players and coaches have that if you're going to shoot that, someone's going to come in and block it. And the Suns probably would have done the same. But to actually see the coach, and Joe said, I want the assistants to do that. One time they didn't, and I admonished them for it. I had a strong conversation with them, he told Gary. So
I feel like Tony Dobbins, I feel like he got up and that
he
situation.
He ran on the court for a timeout early.
I think that was weird. But he wasn't about to block somebody though, right? But that was weird. I think that's the only time I've seen someone else from the coaching staff do something similar.
The only thing that came to
mind, he didn't get nearly as close to a player the way Joe did, though.
There was a Pacers-Celtics game last year where there was a loose ball on the sideline that went out of bounds, and Neesmith was trying to grab it. Yeah. But I thought that was just like some fun
former coach going at it
and having a fun moment there. But Joe's intense. I think he gets caught up in those moments and something just struck him. I got to go do this. And he did it. And I'm glad he did. It was funny. Other notes in this game, they're important. I thought there was a lot more flow in the offense. But the big story is really Jaylen. He's on fire since the break. 30 points a game.
Unreal right now what he's doing.
10 straight games with at least 20 now. He had 37 in this one, I believe, after that breakout dunk. The interesting thing right now is he's taking more shots per game than Tatum. And it looks like he's the guy who's getting those mismatches and taking advantage of them. And Tatum's in more of a passing position right now, which is fine. I actually think that might be the right dynamic for the team. But Jason also talked after the game about how you have to sometimes get out of the way for that to happen. They flipped the rotations a little bit. Jason's staying in the game in the first quarter for a longer stretch. Then Jalen's getting longer rotations with the bench as the ball handler. Is this a dynamic that you think is going to stick, or is this just Brown being on fire and Tatum, you know, stepping aside and letting him do his thing?
I think it could stick for sure, man. I think what Jalen's doing right now is very similar to when Tatum sort of made that switch, when sense of like reading defenses at a different level and just anticipating, you know, particular coverages. I mean, for Jalen is a little different, right? But he's getting it, and he's ahead of the defense a lot of the times. And you know, on the Celtics postgame show, I talked about the Phoenix Suns essentially coming out of halftime just not really buckling down on that end, right? And I felt like the Jalen made them pay again and again and again. What was that, a six? It wasn't a 6-0 run. I think the Suns did score, but
he scored a swing there to put the game.
He scored all six of those points coming out of halftime, and I really don't think that's a coincidence, Bobby. Especially because the way this Phoenix Suns team came out, they gave me the impression that it was like, oh, one more big run and we got this, or okay, we're down by double digits again. Couple more, you know, runs, we'll get right back into the swing of things instead of adjusting their defensive approach. And something's made them pay over and over again. And it was Jalen at the top of that list doing that. And I credit Jalen for just continuing to get better. We say this every single year. And this year, especially post All-Star break, man, like you can't say this isn't the same pattern for Jalen.
This whole win streak coming without Porzingis as well. Offense doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, man.
He worked out on the court before the game.
Big Al, what a game, man.
He had a good one as well. I thought Holiday was amazing in this one too. 10 assists in 3 quarters. So everybody contributing here. Another high-powered effort for the best offense in the NBA. They do it in different ways. They do it with guys out. They do it against one of the better teams here in Phoenix. And sounds like Porzingis will be back before long. We'll have more on him at practice tomorrow morning. So stay tuned
time,
for coverage of that.
Don't worry about it. Take your time.
Celtics CLNS on Twitter. Celtics All Access. YouTube. Go check that out. CLNS Media.
And download Prize Picks if you haven't already, guys. Don't sleep on this, man. I'm telling you. Check it out.
PrizePicks.com/CLNS. Make sure you use that code CLNS.
Yeah, yeah.
The box comes right up when you open the app, so it's easy to see.
They'll match up to $100. Such a good deal.
Yeah, 100% matching bonus, and it goes right in the top corner immediately. So there's no mistaking where it's at. It's popping right in there. And We got all three picks right tonight.
That's
before
right.
The game.
That's right. If you Tatum, thought if you thought you were about to go through, okay,
I don't know
right.
How he went under. But
I was gonna say if you
half,
thought Tatum was gonna go under, you were wrong.
Yeah, no, he was. He went under.
I mean, if you thought he was gonna go over, excuse me. Because I feel like that's like the natural instinct. Oh, Tatum over. And it's like
inevitable.
Don't sleep on what Jalen's been doing lately. So
Jalen
yeah,
goes over. Run. We had that as well. And Beal just 1.5 threes. He ended up getting that midway through the third, I think. So
yeah,
all three hit there. You could have made 5 times your money on that. It's a great experience. Fun to pick those stats, see what you know they're thinking guys are going to have going into the games as well. Easy to use app, bunch of pictures, and you know you basically just hit more or less. So go check that out, prizepicks.com/CLNS, and check out our coverage tomorrow. We also have Richard White joining us on the Garden Report tomorrow live at 3 p.m.
I'm hyped for this interview, man.
Yeah, he's always enjoyable to talk to. Ton of insight, too. I'm sure we're going to learn some stuff from him and you know, just see how he feels about how Derek's season has gone this year. So looking forward to that. But that's it for tonight. Celtics beat the Suns 127-112. They are on to Washington, D.C. I'll be down there for that game, 6 o'clock Sunday, then back here at the Garden on Monday for our Pistons back-to-back. So we'll talk to you then and at practice tomorrow. This has been Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, the Garden Report.